This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, happening very soon, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department, the Discover Roseburg 13 Land of Umpqua Geocache Series getting underway. And Tracy David from Parks and Recreation, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So talk about this event. Been going on for a long time.
Yeah, we're really excited to keep doing it. Every year people tell us, don't stop doing this event. We love it. We come back for it every year. So this is going to be Saturday, February 3rd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stewart Park Large Pavilion. This is a free event that we do. As you said, we've been doing it for many, many years. It's family friendly. It's all about geocaching. So basically treasure hunting around Roseburg. Takes you to all these places in the city that potentially you didn't even know we're there, or maybe forgot we're there and then decide you want to try it out again. So five traditional actual hidden items will be involved, and then 15 locations where you basically go and answer a question to prove you were there. So you're not finding an item, but you're finding a location.
And geocaching has been around for a long time, and it's almost like a cult following. I mean, people that are really in it are really into it.
Yes, and I'm discovering more and more every year as we do this, because I need to know a little bit about it to be able to host it. And there's events all over the world, and people track down these events and go to them, you know, on a regular basis. They plan their vacations around it. I want to go here because I know there's some geocaches here or an event that's happening. And I've started doing it too a little bit. When I go on vacation, I take out my phone and see, are there any geocaches around? Let's look for some.
And I know that we've had people come from out of state. We've had people come from other countries to do this.
Yeah, it's amazing. Typically, we get most of our people from states that border us, so Washington and California. Majority of the people come from Oregon, but we have had people from across the country. So
wow, it's not really a one-day thing, though. Explain how that works.
No, so when we do this, we order 200 limited edition geo coins that we have to hand out for people who complete this activity. You're given a passport, which has all those 20 locations on it. And if you complete that passport and turn it in, you get your coin. So some people who come from out of town for this event, they will try to do this in one day, and they do. They succeed. We have many people that finish it in the one day. But this is available until all those coins are gone. And we have never ran out of coins the day of the event yet. Last year we came pretty close. So there's definitely opportunity for you to keep doing this, you know, throughout the summer, and, you know, just whenever you have time. It's a pretty fun event to do, like, on the weekends with your families.
So, I mean, the Umpqua Valley, and especially the Roseburg area, is only so big. Is that a bit of a challenge to find different places to put these, given the fact that you have some of these people that try this year after year?
Absolutely. It's very challenging. There's definitely rules and limitations to where you can hide them. Like, you're not supposed to hide them. They won't let you hide them near the railroad tracks for obvious reasons. You know, people stumbling around the railroad tracks trying to find things. And private property, you know, you have to have permission from the owner. So it can be challenging. And even though we're only hiding five each year, you know, we're still sending people to different locations to answer questions as well. So, you know, 20 different spots every year, trying not to, you know, repeat anything is very hard.
So, for instance, you can't put it like in the middle of Northeast Stevens.
No, that would not be good. I think people might be causing some traffic issues.
And then we'd have to report on it, and we'd all be in trouble.
Yes.
So it begins with the special day event on the 3rd, and explain what happens that day. When people come out, if they join you over there at Stewart Park that morning, what happens?
So you'll show up to the pavilion and just sign in. You'll get your passport. If you have any questions, you can ask them at that time. And then you just go go off on your own, and you have this passport with these coordinates on it, and then you enter those into either your GPS device, or if you're using the geocaching.com app, the five traditional real geocaches that you're finding will already be in that app. So you just have to click on the icon for it, and it'll basically tell you how to get there, and it'll tell you when you're so many feet away, it'll start buzzing and you'll know you're getting close to it. And the other ones are on the passport, the virtual ones. You'll just enter those into your phone or your GPS device to find those. And you'll go through all of them. If you finish them all, then come back to the pavilion before 2 p.m. to get your coin. And that's it. If you don't finish, that's okay. You can come back to City Hall during business hours or to the Roseburg Hampton Inn and Suites after City Hall is closed to pick up your coin and turn in your passport.
And likewise, people that can't participate on Saturday, they've got to start later. They could go, depending on what day, what time, to either of those locations, right?
Yeah, they can pick up a passport from either Roseburg City Hall or from Roseburg Hampton Inn and Suites, like if you're out on the weekend. Yeah.
All right, a lot going on. Anything else coming up with Parks and Recreation? There's a rumor that spring may be returning.
Is there? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, you wouldn't know it from this week. No.
Yeah, exactly. So we're a lot of things that are popping up for spring for Parks and Recreation. We have our recreation guide, which usually debuts in the spring. It's a huge guide that lists all of the providers in the Roseburg area that have groups and clubs and organizations that are usually free for you to join. If you're, a bird enthusiast, there's the Umpqua Valley Audubon Society, all these different things, hiking clubs, everything, car clubs. So it's a really great resource for the community if you are, especially if you're new to town and you are looking for like-minded individuals to hang out with. I really suggest you check it out. It's on our website. If you're an organization that has a club and you didn't know about this and you want to be in the rec guide, contact us. You can email parks@cityofroseburg.org and find out more information about that. Also in spring, we have our great Easter Bunny Hunt, which is a virtual activity for kids searching for the Easter Bunny in the city parks. And that'll be happening again March 15th through the 28th. It's a 2-week free activity for kids 12 and under. And you can find out all about that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, and that's one of the places to really look for things. And Parks and Rec has its own Facebook page, not just the cities, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have our own one, too. Just really lists all of the events that we have coming up and any information about the parks in the area and activities you can do with your family.
All right, Tracy David, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.